Well, this year I have a lot to be thankful for good health and a large and supportive family, for my wife being 33 weeks pregnant with our first child, and for having the opportunity to do ministry with all of you here in the Southampton area. Especially at this time of year, I've been in several communities throughout my ministry. This is actually the fourth church that I've served, so fourth different community. And I have to say that this community is more connected than I think any other that I've been in, especially in the way that we get together for major holidays and make sure that we see each other and recognize that ministry can be hard and lonely, but that just because we're Methodists and Baptists and Presbyterian and Episcopal and Lutheran doesn't mean that we have to do things alone. That even though there are many different labels for how we worship God, we still are one body, following the one body of Christ. This year in the community, we are witnessing the churches and the schools and the scouts and individual people and individual groups of people working together to make this community a better place. Being intentional about acknowledging the needs and the pain and the hurts that are right around us that we may have passed right on by if we weren't intentionally looking for them. And all these people this year have gotten together in ways that I pray are actually making a difference in people's lives, that make this community a place where God's love is real and observable. This new junior youth group that we have here at this church constantly pauses to think about what we're thankful for. And that is a permanent thing on our wall downstairs, is what we're thankful for. And every time we think of something, we know we can go and put that right up there. Before we leave every Wednesday night, we all kneel at this rail and give thanks to God for the good things that have happened to us in the last 7 days. But also take an opportunity to think about things that we might not have given thanks to God for. One of those young disciples is Catherine, who you've heard from already tonight. Catherine just turned 12 years old last week, right? And her goal for this 13th year of her life is to preach more this year than she did last year. And that's a pretty high standard, because at 11 years old, Catherine preached 7 times in this sanctuary. And a couple of those times were for all of you, at things like community services and vacation Bible school. So her goal is to get to at least 8 this year. And so in preparation for that, Catherine actually helped me put this whole thing together, and she's going to come up and teach you some languages right now, and she's going to teach you how to say thank you in a whole bunch of different languages.
Danke
Shane, yeah. There's a song that they know about that one, probably.
So I'm pretty sure all of you probably know
Gracias. Yeah.
So in Italian, this one was like probably the hardest for me, but it's a great way to like spell it out. So it's grazie.
Grazie, right?
Yep.
That's Italian.
And then in French, you told me to
emphasis. Merci, yes.
In Hawaiian, it's mahalo.
Mahalo is Hawaiian.
I'm probably going to say this wrong, but in Japanese, arigato.
Arigato. There's another song out there with arigato in it.
In Indian, it's...
Yoda with a T, yeah. Toda.
So now I'm going to show you how to say thank you in sign language. So you put your hand out like this, and then you put it to your chin, and then you go.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Well, let's all say thank you to Catherine. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know how to sign. You're welcome.
Close enough.
Yeah. Catherine and I were sitting in that back pew on Sunday afternoon talking about what we might do here. And then she asked me the question that was really the whole outline of this sermon. Is there a difference between thankfulness and gratefulness? They may sound the same, but through research and discernment, I found that there are actually important differences between the two words. So as I read you these definitions, try and see if you can find those small but important differences. Thankfulness is defined as a feeling of pleasure in response to a benefit received. Grateful is defined as readiness to show appreciation for a benefit received and to return a benefit in response. Catch the difference? To be thankful is a feeling, and that makes it kind of personal. Thankfulness is about me, how I feel and my relationship with God, and to give thanks to God is between me and God. There are many opportunities to feel thankful as God's children. The difference, though, is that while being thankful is a feeling, to be grateful requires action. Being grateful means that we are so thankful that we just have to share it with somebody. That we're so thankful for what we got that we have to show everybody, maybe even make their lives better, and maybe they'll be thankful, and then maybe they'll be grateful. And see, there's a whole circular thing here, that if we all are so thankful that our thankfulness turns into action and gratitude, that can be a ball that just the world just can't stop rolling. And before you know it, we do transform the world through our thankfulness that turns into gratitude. Then the question becomes, do we think that this same difference that appears in Webster's dictionary also appears in the Bible? The thankfulness scripture read from Psalm 118 today describes a feeling. With the Lord by my side, I will fear nothing. There is no feeling of fear with the Lord by my side. This, of course, is not the only example of the feeling of thankfulness in the Bible. Psalm 136, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is felt forever." In Psalm 30, David gives thanks to God for changing his negative feelings into positive ones. From wailing into dancing. From being shy into being so joyful that the whole world can hear me sing. Psalm 28 is similar to Psalm 30. And in it, David praises God and gives thanks to God because God heard his cries. God heard his feelings. Now moving into the New Testament, Paul even teaches us to be thankful for the difficult moments in life. Because through those feelings of grief and pain, We build our perseverance, and we even build our faith. Giving thanks, experiencing those good feelings, is incredibly important to our faith in Jesus Christ. That, of course, is in the personal area. And while it is important to personally express our appreciation to God, it also cannot be our last step. And that sometimes is perhaps where we get it wrong too much. That we say thank you to God, then we move on with our lives, and nobody else's life is really changed by how thankful that we are. A vital spiritual discipline is to turn that thankfulness, those feelings of thankfulness, into actions. Actions that make life better for somebody else. Colossians 3 describes many of the options that we have to choose from when we decide to turn our thankfulness into action, and for how to show others how thankful we are. Colossians 3 says, "Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." These are suggestions of how we should act towards people. If we are thankful, we will behave in this way towards others. These actions turn our thankfulness into something higher, into gratitude. Just like thankfulness, there are even more suggestions from Scripture. With gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Gratitude connected to actions. With gratitude, do these things. Sing psalms, hymns, and spirituals. Again, being grateful requires actions that show how thankful we are. In Hebrews 12, there is further evidence that gratitude requires actions that focus on others. Let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Again, there is an action required in gratitude. You should be so thankful to God that you go and worship Him. None of this is to say that either one is better or worse than the other, just that they are both requirements and both equally important. Without thankfulness, gratitude is not even possible. Without gratitude, thanksgiving just doesn't go quite far enough. You need both to be completely whole. Thanksgiving is personal. Gratitude is communal. For me, as a United Methodist, a few of us here are United Methodists tonight, our denomination follows a man named John Wesley. And John Wesley preached that we receive God's grace in ways that are both personal and communal. So why should we not also show our thankfulness in ways that are both personal and communal? On a personal level, John Wesley preached that we receive God's grace through things like studying the Scriptures, prayer, fasting, healthy living, and doing good works. Those are things that on a personal level show our thankfulness. But if we just do those personal things, what good is it to the world? The next step is to look outward and make this world a better place for others. On a communal level, Wesley preached that we receive God's grace through receiving the sacraments together, through being in Bible study together, and through working to end injustice, discrimination, and poverty. All these things we are thankful for are given in both personal ways and communal ways. So our response to them should also be personal and communal. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I guess this message makes us wonder, if it should be a little bit more than Thanksgiving. Should it just be about us, or should it be also about others? The answer is both. Tomorrow should be a day to give thanks, but it should also be a day to show our gratitude by making this world a better place for other people. Maybe it should be called gratitude giving. That doesn't sound as good, does it? No. No. But just because it doesn't sound good doesn't mean we shouldn't do it, right? Because our thankfulness should not just be kept to ourselves. My prayer is that each one of us will find things to be so thankful for that it inspires us to respond with actions that make this world a better place, not just for us, but for everyone in this world. Then tomorrow truly will be, as bad as it sounds, gratitude giving. Amen. Amen.